I'd always like to have guests from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here in the Trending 55 Thought Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Kathleen Ganley, the NDP's energy critic, and also the MLA for Calgary Mountain View. I guess, first of all, Kathleen, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Maybe wanted to talk about today. Of course, there's been a lot of discussion around the province recently about, you know, gas prices going up and, you know, utility costs and power bills also going up. Now, we saw the province make an announcement the other day about some measures that they're going to try to do to, you know, kind of put a somewhat of a handle on this. Why don't you guess, start by getting your kind of thoughts on that move there?
Yeah, so I think what the UCP has done is pretty inadequate. First of all, they promised Albertans that there would be a natural gas rebate coming in the province. What Albertans ultimately saw was a fake program. The program doesn't apply until next winter. It likely wouldn't have applied to anyone in the past because we haven't reached that $6.50 gigajoule price point yet. And it essentially, in order to apply in the future, it requires things to get a heck of a lot worse before anyone would even qualify. And then with respect to electricity, you know, we've been hearing from people whose bills are going up by hundreds of dollars, and they're offering these people, you know, $50 a month. That's not going to help in a lot of cases, particularly when you're looking at people who are dealing with comparatively stagnant wages and a whole bunch of other costs that have been piled on top of them. For instance, this government removed the cap on insurance. So for a lot of folks, insurance has gone up really, really significantly at the same time that those companies are posting record profits.
And, of course, one thing that I find kind of interesting about the talk about, you know, the fuel tax thing that's going to be coming off, it's only going to be going from, like, April until July, I believe. So do you think that there maybe should be more, I guess, more longer-term solutions needed to help, you know, help Albertans deal with some of these increasing costs?
So we had actually called on the UCP to provide exactly this relief in terms of the provincial gas tax of 13 cents a liter. So we're actually glad to see that. We just think it's insufficient on its own. Now, when we had proposed it, it was essentially that it would be reassessed after 3 months. So, I mean, it's really going to depend ultimately kind of what happens with respect to those costs. You know, what the appropriate course of action is going to be at that time.
And when it comes to, you know, a lot of the costs that people have to deal with when it comes to, you know, gas and power bills, those kinds of things, you know, sometimes up here in sort of the rural areas of the province, you know, could sometimes have sort of unique challenges because, you know, we all got to use our vehicles, you know, smaller communities, you know, public transportation is not really an option there. And, you know, just sort of the distances we have to cover here. Do you think that, you know, some of these, you know, increasing costs for people have a sort of a, especially, added effect on those in rural Alberta?
I think that's absolutely right, in part because we know, like, in terms of electricity costs, for instance, you have sort of increased distribution fees, right? So that kind of adds additional costs on there. And then, again, as you're saying, you know, people are having to drive their vehicles sort of a farther distance, and they're needing to use their vehicles. And there's a lot of Albertans who need to use their vehicles. They need to use them for work or to pick up their kids or for whatever reason. So I think it is a good move having, you know, having that tax come off, you know, the price at the pump. I just think it's insufficient on its own because the folks we're hearing from, they're not just struggling with one cost. They're struggling with sort of a whole suite of costs at the same time.
I mentioned with you know, sort of the cost of you know, different things going up, and also inflation being a huge issue in the economy right now. Do you think that, you know, all, again, as you mentioned there, do you think this is all just sort of kind of compounding together, really kind of putting a bit of a squeeze on a lot of people financially right now?
I think that's exactly what's happening. I think we've sort of seen wages be relatively stagnant, and what we're seeing right now is sort of a massive upswing in the price of oil, but that isn't spreading through the economy in Alberta in the way it kind of has in the past, right? So, you know, the UCP dropped the corporate tax rate. They said that would create jobs. But what actually happened was a bunch of sort of share buybacks and, you know, changing the finances of books. And we're seeing high oil prices, and the same thing is occurring, right, where that's not it's not coming through in jobs, it's not coming through in increased wages. And so families are really struggling because the costs are being sort of driven up at the same time. And they're having challenges paying all sorts of things. You know, the cost of tuition is up. They've hiked the interest on student loans. You know, in a lot of municipalities, they're seeing their funding cut, and so that's forcing property taxes up, particularly in rural municipalities. The province has downloaded the cost of a lot of policing onto those rural municipalities, so they're going to see big property tax increases. So I think it's just a combination of factors coming together. But what we're hearing from people is that, you know, regular everyday Albertans are really, really struggling with their costs. And it's not a few people, it's a lot of people. And I think that that is something the government should have an interest in addressing.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Trending 55 Thoughts, we always like to throw a little personal question to you and kind of show, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, Kathleen, of course, we are in the sort of the middle of winter still for the next, hopefully not too much longer here in Alberta, but when weather's cold, the snow's out there, what kind of things are you sort of doing to keep busy during the winter time?
Well, I have a 4-year-old, so I'm busy a lot of the time, but definitely a lot of tobogganing, a lot of building of snowmen, a lot of building of snow forts. So it's actually been a pretty exciting couple of months.
Well, the Toboggan Hills are also pretty popular up here as well, but certainly nice to see kids out there with that. Anyhow, NDP Energy Critic Kathleen Gamley, thanks for joining us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat today.
Thanks so much for having me.